Welcome to the Otis and James Radio Hour. Hello, my little children of the blog. It's October the 2nd, the 3rd, the 4th, something like that inside there. Got this thing inside of my ear. Might be a bug. I'm not quite sure about that yet. But I talk and everything sounds like... So anyways, the sound of my own voice drives me insane. Which sucks for me because I love the sound of my own voice. And if you take that away from me, what do you got left? That's no big deal, I'm sure. Although if I do go deaf, nightmare. But that probably won't happen. So anyways, I'm coming to you in October here now. Look at this. It's only been a couple weeks since the last time that I checked in with the students of the blog. All of you studying the finer arts of blogging. Which, by the way, dude, could blog be any more of a generic, lame, worn-out word? It has totally jumped the shark. But I don't care. We named it the blog, and, you know, we're kind of stuck with that. I can't just, like, name it the Otis and James Fun House or anything like that, as much as I'd love to. Maybe my voice does sound weird, and everything is just blah, 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 blah now. No one's told me that yet. Although Jamie's convinced that I talk like this all the time. Hey, Gabe. Hey, how's it going? It's me, Otis. I'm pretty sure I don't talk like that. I'm pretty sure I enunciate clearly. So whenever she tells me stuff like that, then I go overboard with twined. See, there I go. Twying. Great. 32. It all falls apart. I mean 24. That's when it all falls apart. I'm only 24 years old. So what have we been up to in the past couple weeks? We it seems like there was a period when we had no appointments for a few days. The blog was real boring. Nothing going on up there. It was just kind of behind the scenes work going on. But trust us, we weren't just driving around eating Pop-Tarts the whole time. We were working hard to ensure that all of our peeps, all of our loyal peeps out there in the land of Otis and James, were going to get their stuff they wanted. Excuse me, I just had a small stroke, but I'm back now. That's a dedication that I have for you out there in the land of blogs. I stand here in my kitchen again tonight at this late hour. It's actually 9:30. I'm going to be going in, working the overnight shift at Otis and James tonight, which is probably my least favorite shift in the world to work, because it's just me, all by myself, down at the studio, locked in a big old stinky scary building. It's not stinky, we burn a lot of incense, just to, because if we didn't, it would be stinky, but it's not. So, just stop saying it's stinky. But anyways, the building's big and scary. It creaks. You can hear everything the neighbors are doing upstairs. And that's like a whole different story into itself. And if ever you want to stop down, we can tell you more stories about that. But that's not what I'm not here tonight to talk to you about that. I'm here tonight to talk to you about a little thing called love. I'm just kidding, dude. Do you think that any of you or any of us really know what love is? Maybe there's like three or four out there that know what love is. But that's not what I actually came down here to talk to you about. Although if you are one of the three or four that knows what love is... No, I'm just kidding. Please don't contact me with any sort of ideas of what love is. It's like the last thing I want is a bunch of crazed out emails from people telling me about like their dog is love or something. So I don't need that. There's a lot of emails as it is right now. I love emails from people, too. Just send them to Jamie instead. No, don't do that either. She's busy. She's busy. Cracking the whip. Busy. So, why am I making a rare special guest appearance in your ears? In your sonic kingdom. Your sonic temple of noise. Your sonic temple of noise. I don't know. It just kind of seemed like the thing to do. I was sitting around the kitchen. I thought, well, let's do another one of these things here. Maybe I should have written something. Maybe it's time that I, you know, kind of come together with a script and write it all out, and we can sell some commercial time and stuff like that. And, you know, time for another Otis and James blogcast brought to you by Brentmore. Why not? I don't know if the demographic for Brantmore is listening to the blogcast, though. I don't know if anybody's prime demographic is listening to the blogcast. People that do illegal things, that's the demographic right there. And they don't advertise. They don't need to. People seek them out. It's the best kind of business to be in. We don't encourage it. I'm not even going to say what those illegal things are. For all I know, you may be smuggling cats across the border without a license. And that may be your illegal thing you're up to. It's huge. The Canadian cat problem. Smuggling across the border. The largest unprotected border in the world. So anyways, that's it. I guess there was one thing I wanted to talk to you about. And it's about sappy songs. Like the classic, like, you can't escape kind of songs. Like, and I've fallen victim, and I've fallen prey to them myself. Lately, I've fallen victim, and I've fallen prey to them. And there's, you know, some offenders out there. For example, this song right here. It's a new song. It's an awesome song. But I'll tell you what. That's another thing too. Let's do a little backtracking here. When I would say the words like song, my brothers, God bless them, God love them. Although at the time I didn't love them that much, but it's a different story now. But enough about me and my personal life. I just want you to think that I was raised by wolves out there, or I just appeared one day. And into the planet appeared a boy named Otis. But my brothers, they used to always get on me because I couldn't say my NGs. Maybe my whole life I've been plagued by speech impediments. And so then I would go overboard, be like, that's a good song you're listening to, you know? That's not any fun. But let's come back to the future again here, to this song we're listening to right now here. Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol. It's about dogs chasing cars. But anyways, even though it's a song about dogs chasing cars, it's beautiful. Pulls on the heartstring. Heartstrings. That's the word I was saying right there before masked armed gunmen snuck in and tried to disrupt the blogcast, but I fought them off with my judo chop skills. For those of you that don't know, the studio space that we are in right now with the big wood floor was originally a dojo. It wasn't originally, but like 10 years ago, it was a dojo with a sensei in his dojo. So it's been rubbing off on me. And late at night, you can see me working my feng shui as I rearrange the furniture in the dojo. But anyways, though, the song, it's this Chasing Cars song, awesome song, you know, it's great, but for those of you that are familiar with MySpace out there, it's like, in fact, the first time that I ever came across the song, I heard it on somebody's MySpace account, and I thought, this is perfect here. And it's so perfect, I even made a slideshow with that song in the background, too. Pulled on all the heartstrings at all the right spots. You know, but after 350 listenings to the song, it's like that, even though it's cool, it's entered the pantheon of songs like that thing for the Titanic, that train wreck of a song, you know, which, or that Whitney Houston, not Bobby Brown, although it would be funny if it was Bobby Brown, but Whitney Houston, that from The Bodyguard, the Hindi, the summer of like 92 or 93, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing that thing. Every person, every drunk girl on the face of the earth thought she could sing that song like Whitney Houston, and there weren't any. They thought they could. But anyways, I'm not here tonight to talk about Whitney Houston, drunk girls, or anything like that either. We got to keep this thing PG. We don't encourage any of that stuff out there. I want you guys to be sitting at home at night and reading. But, you know, it's songs like that where they're just kind of, they're drifting, they're sappy, and they by the end of it, you feel like you want to go into a puddle and hold somebody, and you can only take so much of it. You can't feel that way forever. You know, it's a hole. It's a black hole. Sucks you right on into it. You listen to sappy songs, rest of the, you start off there, and next thing you know, you're going to wind up listening to the Tiny Dancer. That song has a good beat, you know, at least. It doesn't even have a good beat. Well, it does have a good beat. It's Tiny Dancer. But, I mean, or you're going to listen to, like, Bread. You'll sit down. Most of you out there don't even know who the band Bread is, but you're going to buy an album. You're going to buy a record player, and you're going to buy an album, and it's going to be the best of Bread, and you're going to listen to it, and you're just going to drip out. That's it. See ya, dude. Have fun. You know, grow a beard. Move to the woods. Write poems for people. Love poems. Love. But no one wants that either. Like, absolutely nobody wants that. Hold on here for one quick second. Just hold on. Hold. I said hold on. Hold on. You held on quite well. And I've been there too. I'll tell you, there was a period. I don't know. We all go through our ups and our downs in life. But there was a period where one night I was delivering pizzas, and if you've ever delivered pizzas before, the last thing you should do is listen to like the light, the oldies, the light radio, the like light cool rock. There was a Twin Cities radio station. I don't know what the frequency was anymore. But it was like WLTE, and you know, I was sapping out. There was, you know, a lady, some lady, you know, and you know, you're in the mood of lady and thinking about lady and whatnot. And so you know, turning the dial around, and actually the car I had at the time was a 79 Buick Regal, and I had a dial, and you know, turning the dial, and that song by Chris DeBerg, Lady in Red, comes on. You know, let's hear. We'll take a quick sample listen to it. Just a little sample, little flavor of it. You know, and here I am. I'm driving around. I'm going like 5 miles per hour. I'm just staring out the window longingly, and I'm singing along to Lady in Red. And I mean, what? Just a spectacle of drippery. You know. No one needs to see that. And how long do you think it took that pizza to get there? Probably an hour. You know, we promised half an hour, and here I am dripping out, writing poems to the lady. I'm telling you, man, could this thing be any more herky-jerky right now? I'm dealing with substandard equipment. Substandard equipment. But that's the whole thing is, I'm talking about delivering the pizza. You know, I'm writing poems to the ladies. I'm listening to Chris DeBerg. I'm staring out the window. I'm driving down Highway 49 when I should be on Highway 96. Bringing that pizza. When you're delivering pizza, the people out there are paying you not to listen to Chris DeBerg. They're not paying you to sit around and listen to WLTE. They want you to listen to death metal. They want you to be amped up. They want you to be on the verge of some sort of a breakdown. You very well might just go insane because that's the kind of pizza driver they want, because they want the stuff to come there quickly and safely. However, if you happen to take chances, that's your own fault. The pizza place bears no responsibility for it. However, they do encourage it, just between you and me. So, that's what I'm talking to you about. But again, I'm going to move this thing over here. Which means nothing to you, because you're not here. I don't have some sort of a video thing, and if I did, you'd see me standing in the kitchen right now, wearing some crazy outfit, wearing my rainbow wig, my suspenders, my clown pants, because that's what I do when I'm at home doing these things. You guys don't want to know that. That's the part of the business you can't handle. But for all of you out there that have the MySpace page, and I'm one of them out there, www.myspace.com/Otis and James, if you're interested. Yeah, I've taken songs like Champagne Supernova, just had it playing in the background. Every time you come into there, it's How Many Special People Change, just dripping and dripping and dripping. It's just a puddle of blech. And it's like 10 minutes long, too. Great song in small doses. Song in small doses. But you can't spend your entire life dripping out to these things. You can take the Snow Patrol, you can take the Oasis, you can take the Champagne Supernovas, you can take the Wonderwalls. Another great song. song.
But you can't listen to them all the time. I did it. I tried it. It's like candy. You can eat it, just a little bit of it. You can't have every meal be candy. Or else you're going to sit around and you're just going to drip and drip and drip and drip and drip and drip and drip. And what this world needs is less drip. And they need more Anthrax.
The band. Not the thing, the powder, whatever. So that's what I'm here to talk to you about tonight. All you people out there, all you faithful of the blog, what's up with the religious overtones on this thing, man? I mean, I don't even get it myself, too. But anyways, what I'm trying to get to is if the next time you're sit, if you happen to have like a MySpace profile or whatever, or you're making a slideshow, and I've been guilty of it. I don't know. We've had technical difficulties. I don't even know if I've talked about this before. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't. I was talking here for like 20 minutes and the thing wasn't even, the computer was off. I was actually talking. I opened up the fridge and was talking into that for 20 minutes and I thought I was at the computer and I'm not. I'm talking to the fridge. But I'm talking in the microphone now, and all you guys, you're right there with me. You're feeling me through the airwaves in your brain. But if you're thinking about making a slideshow, what I'm going to ask you is this. Instead of choosing Wonderwall, instead of choosing Champagne Supernova, instead of choosing for our OTA fans of the blog, and that stands for Older Than Average, instead of using Chris DeBerg, Lady in Red, he's dancing with me, chick. Instead of using stuff like that, I don't know, put on some Metallica, just whatever, put on something that's just crazy, it just doesn't even make sense. You want to get all sentimental and yet you've got like, I don't know, Nirvana. Well, even Nirvana can be drippy at times too, but put on like Smells Like Teen Spirit or something, whatever you gotta do, you know, nothing from Unplugged. Nothing, except for, I don't even know, nothing from Unplugged. So, you just put on whatever, Slayer, Anthrax, Metallica. You can't go wrong with those three right there. And so the next, let's say you email somebody a slideshow, you have a newborn kid, and the thought of this is great, it makes me laugh right now here in my kitchen. But you have a newborn kid, you're sending them off, your slideshows to all your family members, and they may even have music built into it. That's how far the computer revolution has gone. Well, you can email someone a slideshow. When I was growing up, we invited people over to our house and watched slideshows, and it was a special event. Now people make them like that. Email them. There's no need to come over to the house and have treats and rip your floats. So you have the newborn, and they open up the slideshow, and where they were expecting Jesus of Man's Desire, whatever that song is, it's automatically loaded into the iPhoto slideshow by Leo Kottke. Instead of having that, or any other number of drippy drip McDrip songs, put on, you know, something off of Injustice for All. Put on a Master of Puppets. Yeah, you know, people won't know what to make of it. You know, put on the Metallica song One. You know, it's like 8 minute song. It's an epic. When people see pictures of your newborn child playing, and they're going to have this craziness playing in the background. Darkness imprisoning me, I cannot see, that's the fire, you know? And it's just the dichotomy between the two will be phenomenal. People will talk about the slideshow for years to come. They may question your ability to raise your child. But that's... only you know that. And all you're doing is shaking up the world of slideshows out there. You're saying, I'm not going to play Lady in Red. I'm not going to play Wonderwall. And that's it. High school's over. It's time to get real. I'm just kidding. High school's still in session, man. School's out forever. Something like that. Put on Alice Cooper. Why not? Go crazy. That's it. That's all. Minute number 19. Just think, you're 20 minutes closer to the end. Compliments of Otis. Well, that's it, my children of the blog. I invite you to come back again sometime soon. Check us out. You never know when one of these is going to go up. Maybe just you'll hear the breakdown from sanity to insanity go full circle. We'll start off at the Black Hills, and we'll wind up in Jamestown. And not like the part that has the Jamestown Mall, the part that has the state hospital. Okay, that's it. Peace. I'm out. Be sure to tune in again for another episode of the Otis and James Radio Hour.